Three of DeLuna's vessels, of the six scuttled by the hurricane in 1559, have been discovered and are under investigation, including one discovered in 2016. There is speculation that the other three could be in the general area of the new Bay Bridge construction site.
We've applied to the state of Florida for a special category grant to continue research on those ships. Part of the application process requires us to document any threats that might impact that shipwreck.
John Bratton, a nautical archaeologist at the University of West Florida, says the grant totals about $300,000.
To make sure that they're not going to impact one of these other ships. We just documented that is, you know, a threat to these ships and out there and why we want to do the survey. Because if we do the survey, we find the location of those other ships. Then once we know that, then we can protect them from any impact like that.
The Florida Department of Transportation has surveyed the new Bay Bridge construction site as required by state law to determine where to place the project's construction barges. FDOT's Ian Satter says the question has arisen about whether the three missing DeLuna ships are even in the vicinity.
It's understanding after talking not only with our staff but with our archaeology team that we had brought in that those particular DeLuna shipwrecks are located outside of the project's area of potential effect, so they shouldn't be impacted by the bridge replacement.
Before work gets underway on any FDOT project, development and environmental studies are conducted to ensure that no historical areas would be disturbed.
Everything from looking at cultural and historical impacts, looking at impacts to any of the wildlife in that area. It's an extensive study. It's a very long study. If there is anything that is discovered, you know, will be brought to the DOT's attention. The contractor will let us know, and we can move forward and use our archaeology team and talk to other people to make sure we're progressing in the best possible way out there.
If something of historical significance is found at an FDOT construction site, the circumstances of that discovery dictates the action taken.
We can talk to our archaeology team. They can take a look at that, and then we'll make those steps at that point. But right now, we're not anticipating that to happen just based on the extensive work that was done previously before construction. We don't really anticipate that to be an issue.
If and when UWF's John Bratton and his team locate the three missing DeLuna ships, they can share the information with project managers to protect their resting places. That's essentially the same protocol as with discoveries on dry land construction sites, such as the one in East Hill in 2015.
And if the city's going to do some construction activities, they can contact the Archaeology Institute on campus. We can say this is a high probability area, or this is what's there. It needs to be monitored, or as far as we know, there's nothing happened there, and you know, work can proceed easily there. It's a relationship that actually works really well.
As the first European settlement in North America, Bratton says Pensacola runs in large part on its history.
We had the Spanish here briefly. The French had control over the area, and then the Spanish came back. We're here for a long time. A lot of the streets in Pensacola, you know, they're Spanish names, and that derives from that history. And then, of course, we had the American period and then the Confederate. It's a rich history. We want to protect it. We want to be proud of it.
That history has been taken from the ground and from the Gulf of Mexico. Also discovered have been items dating back to the time before the Europeans came.
The Native Americans were here, and that even the Spanish were aware of it, and they talked about a place called Coosa. And so after the hurricane, they wanted to find Coosa, where it had been reported that there were large fields of corn. But Native American history goes back even further. And so we have other archaeologists who specialize in that, and they're looking for their presence and protecting their sites as well.
The new Bay Bridge, being built by Skanska USA Civil, will replace the existing 57-year-old span. One structure will open to traffic in January 2019, with the other site scheduled to open in the summer of 2020.
You know, we've got 1,408 days for this project. It'll be a little while before you see some major impacts out there based on construction. We've just started. We've got 1,408 days to go.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.